muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.
Why Muria Zimbabwe Lingali Chonanjani Mtwakaza Moshe Zimbabwe Moshe, what's good Muria Zimbabwe? Welcome to The Connection. Muria Zimbabwe, if you tuned in right now, you are tuned in to Live Talk The Connection, brought to you by Studio 7 Voice of America. This is uhlelo lethu labasakhulayo, uhlelo lwe The Connection. Lilami uMike Hobe, Muria Zimbabwe, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Muria Zimbabwe, today is Tuesday, the 1st of December. December 1, 2020, and I'm your host, Mike Hove. First order of business, Muria Zimbabwe, unfortunately, due to umkhuhlane we COVID-19, due to coronavirus, we're forced to work from home. But what does this mean for you, our loyal listeners, for Nina, abalaleli bethu, for me, Vacheri Radio Studio 7? What this means is, unfortunately, you cannot call in live, and this program is pre-recorded. You can't call in to give us your input as per usual. But, so what you can do, Muria Zimbabwe, is you can still give us your input on our broadcast today. +12024650318 is the number you can use on WhatsApp to text us your feedback. I repeat, the number is +12024650318. This broadcast is also going to be available on our three Facebook pages, those being VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, Nepa, VOA Studio 7. So you can give us your input on our Facebook pages. But I also urge everybody that's going to be tuning in via Facebook, Musakanganwe kutinya paye pakanzi share, Muria Zimbabwe, lingakhohlwe ukufitezela lapha yobhala ukuthi share. Don't forget to press the share button and the like button so we interact in our numbers and, of course, see that I, Moripo, is a chokwadi. Tonight on The Connection, Muria Zimbabwe, we are delving deeper as we focus on the Zimbabwean health sector. Now, this conversation is coming to you during a time whereby the whole world, Zimbabwe included, is celebrating a World AIDS Day, which is celebrated annually on the 1st of December. But we're also, don't forget, Muria Zimbabwe, this is also coming during a time whereby the whole world, Zimbabwe included, is fighting a global pandemic, COVID-19, which is responsible for taking millions of lives across the world. Tonight on The Connection, we unpack Zimbabwe's fight against HIV/AIDS and, of course, a zone in on Zimbabwe's fight against COVID-19. We also look at the 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence campaign, which started last week on the 25th of November and is going to be running through to the 10th of December. Mayelana ngalokho okuphumayo kuhlelo namhlanje, lisebenzisa iWhatsApp inombolo zithi +12024650318. Ngiyaphinda njalo, +12024650318. Lingakhohlwa njalo ukuthi sizabe sikhona ekhasini lethu leFacebook, VOA Ndebele. So lingakhohlwa ukufitezela lapha yokubhala ukuthi share ukuze sibukele uhlelo lwethu ngobuningi bethu. First up, HIV and AIDS, Muria Zimbabwe, as we delve into our program. First up, we're going to zone in on HIV and AIDS. Now, today, Zimbabwe joins the rest of the world in commemorating a World AIDS Day. Now, the localized theme of our World AIDS Day in Zimbabwe is global solidarity, shared responsibility, ending AIDS by 2030. Now, as Zimbabwe joins the rest of the world in commemorating World AIDS Day, yesterday, President Emmerson Mnangagwa addressed the nation, whereby he highlighted that Zimbabwe's fight against COVID-19 and, of course, HIV and AIDS is going to be intensified. He highlights that his government is going to be working hard to build and improve the health sector of the nation by improving on the service delivery that is coming in Zimbabwe. Let us head over to a clip courtesy of the Ministry of Information, whereby President Emmerson Mnangagwa was addressing the nation yesterday. Let's hear what President Emmerson Mnangagwa has to say about the statistics themselves, how well Zimbabwe has done in the fight against HIV and AIDS, and of course, how many young people are affected by HIV and AIDS.
In line with this year's World AIDS campaign theme, we cannot address HIV and AIDS alone in isolation without paying critical attention to the entire health delivery system. Thus, my government has embarked on a process of restructuring the Minister of Health and Child Care. Although the implementation of the bulk of planned HIV and AIDS interventions was disrupted by COVID-19, this did not affect government's focus on the HIV pandemic. It is pleasing to note that new infections have declined from 47,000 in 2016 to 40,000 in 2019. Although overall HIV incidence has declined by 51% from 0.99% in 2010 to 0.49% in 2019, it remains high among adolescents, girls and young women, sex workers, and key populations. That is the HIV prevention gap we must address to put us in a better stead to achieve the related fast track target by 2020 and end AIDS by 2030.
President Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa, he was addressing the nation yesterday, highlighting the impact HIV and AIDS has in Zimbabwe. He highlights ukuthi kwabantu abasakhulayo kukhanya ngani basakhona abantu abaningi. It seems as though there's still a lot of young people that are contracting HIV and AIDS for several different reasons, of course. So we're going to unpack that more as we delve deeper. Muno pano pachirongwa chelo chevechi iki uhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo. But whilst on the same discussion of our disruptions, how has COVID-19 disrupted service delivery in Zimbabwe, especially as we zone in on the health sector? We also reached out to medical experts themselves to hear their thoughts. If you remember, not so long ago, Maria Zimbabwe, we had Constancia Maroza here on our program, and she was talking about how under the COVID-19 lockdown, service delivery has been affected, and this includes people who need access to their HIV, AIDS, and ARV medication. As highlighted by President Emmerson Mnangagwa earlier on, but he also highlights that Zimbabwe's fight against COVID-19 has intensified. Let's head over to Dr. Sindiso Ranga, who gives us his feedback and his thoughts on how well Zimbabwe's fight against HIV and AIDS has been so far, and of course, how has coronavirus affected those living with HIV and AIDS in Zimbabwe?
World AIDS Day is what in Orangarira, Kabadash, HIV AIDS, Pasirese, and why would to celebrate my efforts which have been done to try to contain the disease and to take care of those who are infected with HIV AIDS. And Zimbabwe, and we know how COVID-19 has disrupted my services, which they normally get. So those are some of the challenges as we celebrate the day. Tinorangarira kuti HIV AIDS chirwere chiripo in terms of just awareness. Saka nhasi tiri kuti vanhu vari tabarira mhanya vari kufamba up and down muZimbabwe nemune dzimwe nyika. But kuziva kuti kune chirwere chinonzi HIV AIDS right now, we may tend to forget nenyaya yeCOVID-19 because ndo iri kutaurwa a lot, but we still have to be wary of those regular medical conditions like HIV AIDS is something that we have had to live with, but with proper management vanhu vari kukwanisa kurarama upenyu huri normal. But it's something you cannot ignore, nokuti kwaita COVID-19. If anything, we need to be thinking how to make sure we protect those who are HIV AIDS, especially tisatavane vaccine ye COVID-19. Patanga COVID, pa mamajors aitwa like my lockdown aya, restriction ye travel, disrupt kuti vanhu vakwanise kunowana mapiriti nechikafu education yangaishi kwa communities zese zozozo zayatwa disrupted and also ma supply chain kunofamba ne mishonga kwa inogadzirwa nokuti irambe chiuya munyika dzakasiyana siyana zese zozozo zvakakanganiswa nenyaya yeCOVID-19.
Dr. Sibiso Ranga, a medical expert, he was giving his feedback on how our coronavirus has impacted Zimbabwe's fight against HIV and AIDS. He highlights, just as I mentioned earlier on, the same sentiments that were once echoed by Constantia Vamavodza, the fight against coronavirus has led to the lockdown, and of course the lockdown, being that there's a lot of people who have movement that has been restricted, made it difficult for them to access their healthcare services. So, ndizvo zvandazvichizeiwa, ndizvo zvandazvichitsanangurwa, iko obekutatsiswa ngudokta Simbiso Ranga, inwetsi kwezvempilakahle. But also on the same discussion, Muriya, Zimbabwe, of how coronavirus has impacted service delivery in Zimbabwe and, of course, the health sector. There recently was a report released which highlights that pregnant women in Zimbabwe were also facing several challenges giving birth under the COVID-19 lockdown. Let us head over to Kudzai Masunda, who is the head epidemiologist and disease control department at the city of Harare, and of course Esther Muia, who is the Zimbabwe representative of the UN Population Fund. The two of them break down what challenges pregnant women were facing under the COVID-19 lockdown. Let's hear what they had to say.
I think initially when someone got infected, we'd say close the facility, and then until maybe we get to the bottom of what has happened.
Initially, about 75% of Zimbabwean women used to deliver under skilled attendants. In other words, under a qualified service provider. Whether it's a midwife, whether it's a doctor, whether it's a nurse who is not a midwife, but it's qualified care. But this went down from 75% skilled attendance. We were probably getting about 20% skilled attendance. There used to be hospitals providing cesarean sections for difficult births. But then with COVID now, one, getting transport to get to the hospital was a problem. So what happened? A number of women were struggling to give birth. And by the time they arrive in hospitals, they actually are fatal. They die.
Really, our antenatal care numbers have gone up this year. Actually, figures, when we looked at our figures up to the end of September, we are up by 25% from what you anticipated, which is up 25% from last year's values. That's the same as well as institutional deliveries that are happening within our facilities.
Because they couldn't get to the facilities, we look for the food distribution center, where the health providers of that district will be there that day to also assess nutrition and piggyback some of the maternal health services.
Well, Muriya, Zimbabwe, how has COVID-19 affected service delivery in Zimbabwe and, of course, the health sector? You're hearing there from Kudzai Masunda, who is the head of the epidemiology and disease control under the city of Harare, and Esther Muia, who is the Zimbabwe representative of the UN Population Fund. Pregnant women, now, as we zero down on how many people have been contracting coronavirus in Zimbabwe, according to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health, Zimbabwe has registered over 10,000 COVID-19 cases, approximately 8,500 recoveries and 277 deaths. I repeat, Zimbabwe has registered over 10,000 COVID-19 cases, approximately 8,500 recoveries, and 277 deaths. So as you can hear from that data, Muriya, Zimbabwe, the amount of people that are contracting COVID-19 in Zimbabwe is still increasing by the day. Now, in a tweet, and for those watching on our Facebook stream, you can see the data on the screen. In a tweet released by the Ministry of Health last night, the data shows that 797 PCR tests were conducted. 87 cases were registered yesterday of those 797. 7 new cases were recovery cases. And of course, there was one new death in Manicaland. So I repeat, 797 PCR tests conducted yesterday, 84 new cases. And of course, those were all recoveries. One death reported in Manicaland. As we speak, Harare and Bulawayo Guntuthunga are still leading in the amount of COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe. Now, the increase in COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe has led to several organizations being very, very, very proactive in attempting to urge Zimbabweans to take all necessary precautions to ensure that they are safe from contracting COVID-19. The Zimbabwean government is amongst those organizations. They're using the youth of the nation, when Richard Leakey, are being used as a means of conveying the messages of the importance of what it means, how important it is to take these necessary precautions, and of course, respecting COVID-19 lockdown rules and regulations. Let us head over to a clip, which is courtesy of the World Health Organization and the Ministry of Health, whereby these young people took to the streets, some of them in airports, some of them in different places in Zimbabwe, whereby they were taking to the streets and educating people on the importance of wearing a mask and the importance of respecting the rules and regulations that come with the lockdown. But who could today marry Zimbabweans? I work. Kana mchibuda ni uwandue anzi, msasangane ni uwandue enyu, jezai maoko, msakanganwe, aiwa, kana mchibuda paje, teka mask, teka mask. Let us head over to the youth of the nation who are speaking for themselves. The bug footage you're about to watch is courtesy of the World Health Organization and the Ministry of Health.
Kana mchikwanisa, kushandisa uja, muna wana mkatime zimbo zenyu, mkatime narona zenyu, gati peke ma mask ema chira, gati kutokuru zira, jisi kutokuru zira kutiho peke, ma mask ya tino tiyo masajikal mask, sandi kukwena aga peke wana zunga adozi zangu, kana nana mama wangu, kana nana sisi wangu, jari kukuru zira kutimupote ma mask ema chira, amuna gona kuti mkaenda kumba, muna gona kita reuse again and again.
Kita pak lawi kami college di airport pada nomor yang wajib. Lukum bro, kene masih ada apa pas bang? Wei, nanti pegi mama, nanti pegi mama si boy. Boy dia corona ini tu boy. Dia yang buat izin ini karena kalau baca cinta free, betul nak buat cinta. Baca cinta masih betul nak buat cinta boy. Baca cinta nasi boy. Jadi bang saya asing lagi pegi mau. Tak boleh pergi pegi mau. Cuma kita siapa pun yang baca cerita asing lagi pegi mau boy.
Hayi sibapho muhle liyazizwela phela abantu abasakhulayo bayazikhulumela ngempela ukuthi hayi nxa liphuma bayalicela bathi zulukandaba sicela ukuthi ligqoke phela ama mask bayalikhuthaza njalo ukuthi ligqoke ama mask that are made of cloth angenxa yokuthi those masks can be washed uyasho ngempela osakhulayo ukuthi hayi kulabantu abaningi bakhanya ngani bayakhala ngenxa yokuthi bafuna ukugqoka ama surgical masks uthi hayi ngenxa yokuthi ama surgical masks phela ayabiza imali eningi njalo ukuthi some surgical masks cannot be reused ungayigqoka kayi-one sokumele uyilahle uyasho ngempela usakhulayo ukuthi uyalikhuthaza zulukandaba uyalikhuthaza ukuthi gqokani ama masks that are made of cloth ngenxa yokuthi ungayigqoka kayi-one ulakho ukuyigesa and once you've washed it ulakho ukuyigqoka again and again and again kuze kuze. So iko lokho okushiwo ngabantu abasakhulayo liyamuzwa osakhulayo njalo oyisifundi ngale airport uBlessing Konga uyasho ngempela ukuthi hayi majida ukhuluma nabontanga lapho uthi abontanga zulukandaba and mafesa angu aywa ma gents bekai ma mask uyasho ngempela ukuthi abontanga abasakhulayo please gqokani ama mask. But now, what's on the discussion of youth and, of course, our COVID-19? Siyabona phela ukuthi ezikolo elizweni khanya ngani izinto azimanga kuhle anzima zikolo zvinazvina kumira muhle pari zvino tshukunzwa kazvikoro zvakawanda kuHarare kuBulawayo kuManicaland zvikoro zviri kuripota kuti aiwa vechidiki vari kubata chirwere ichi cheCOVID-19. A lot of schools in the country are starting to report that students, for example, we recently last week talked about John Talak High School, which is Gobulawayo. There's another school in Matabeleland South. There was recently another school in Machinoy. In Harare, we have Prince Edward High School. There are all reporting ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo bakhanya ngani sebebanjwa vanhu vechidiki vari kubahwa natural age checovid 19 avasakulayo vayabanjwa ngalo mukhuhlane. The youth are their students and of course personnel at the school are contracting coronavirus. This has led to a lot of teachers' unions. For example, last week we had Robson Cherof Achuz, who are about to play his clip to hear his thoughts. And we also reached out to Dr. Takaba Fira Joe of the PTUZ. Both teachers' unions are urging government, but please, they're urging government to close schools because they're saying that COVID-19 is spreading in Zimbabwean schools. Let's head over to Robson Chere, and then we'll also head over to Dr. Takaba Fira Joe to hear their thoughts on whether or not schools should stay open and why schools should stay closed. Can COVID-19 be managed during this time in Zimbabwean schools?
You know that at one point in time we had to take government to court in order to make sure that they will not open without adequate preparation measures put in place so that the teachers and learners can actually not contract the pandemic COVID-19. But the government actually went on to open schools when we have not agreed, because these issues have not been addressed to do with COVID-19. There were no proper safety measures except only a few schools that benefited from the program. And now we are not surprised to see that the number of COVID cases actually is now on the increase, especially in our schools. When you look at schools like in Blawa and Jontala, we had more than 100 cases at one school. And in Marsh West, there's also cases that are confirmed as well as in Arise. So now this is what we've been actually saying to the government, that they must address these issues, put in proper safety precaution measures in place before opening. But now the government, their cosmetic approach, the results are now bearing, and these results are negative.
Robson Chere, the Secretary General of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, vachere vari kutsanangura kamaondro avo vari kuti nemaondro avo sesangano vari kukurudzira hurumende hanzi varai sporo. Sekukuvimbisai kwandabva kuita mhuri yeZimbabwe, tine hurukuro zvekare ana Dr. Takaba Fira Joe, who also gives his input on whether or not schools should close or stay open during this time. We're also going to hear from the spokesperson of the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education, who's going to be telling us whether or not schools are going to close. But first up, let's hear from Dr. Takaba Fira Joe.
Zvino hazvina kumira zvakanaka muzvikoro, nokuti COVID-19 iri kuita mutamba mhuru muzvikoro. Pari zvino tiri kuziva kuti zvikoro zviri mu9 provinces taridza kuti muna makeses ekubata nechirwere checorona virus. Province yega isina iMashonaland East. Martin North, for example, tinoziva ndo yakanyanya ine John Taylor. Martin South tinoziva kuti une Matopo High School. Blue wayo mune Makandeni Primary School. Kumasvingo kune Rujeko Primary. Gweru nekwekwe kune zvikorowo zvaripota izvozvo. MuHarare mune Prince Edward. Mashonaland West kune Chinoi High School. Kumanikaland kuna Nawaizo wauri na vangu wakawanda kudero kuna Mashonaland Central. Saka dambudziko guru ririko ndorokuti Minister of Education inenge isingadi kutaura pachena kuti muzvikoro mamira kushata. Asi isu zvatinoudzwa navarairidzi ndokuti muzvikoro umu hamutorina chirimo. Social distance zero, maPPEs hamuna, kana mamaski zvavo hamuna. Saka 90% yezvikoro hazvina kana mamaski. Saka hatizive kuti mari yataura kuti yakabva kuna vamutiringi wemari inopfuura 600 million yakaenda kupi zvikuru. Vamatema vanofanira kuti vataure chokwadi kuti mari iyi yakaenda kupi, nokuti hationi kwayakaenda. Kuti zviri nani kana zvakadai tivhare zvikoro, nokuti zvinhu zvakashata kuti tiite experiment noupenyu hwavanhu, upenyu hwavarairidzi, upenyu hwavadzidzi kana kuti vana vechikoro.
Yebo, zvino kandabando yamuzwa phela udokotela Takaba Fira Joe, umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yeProgressive Teachers of Union of Zimbabwe. Uyasho ngempela ukuthi hayi, yena ubona ngani uqhakathekile ukuthi izikolo zivale ngenxa yokuthi umkhuhlane weCOVID-19 usumemetheka phela ezikolo. Siyezwa ngeviki edlule sike sathinta phela lokho okwenzakalayo kobulawayo ngase John Talak High School, lapho umkhuhlane lo ukhanya ngani usumemetheka over a 100 students babanjwa ngalomkhuhlane eJohn Talak okufanayo kwenzakala eHarare ngase Prince Edward akanye ngase Chiloyi sizwa njalo ukuthi ema South namhlanje esinye isikolo laso also detected umkhuhlane we COVID-19 amongst this, the personnel eskolo. So that's what Dr. Thakavafira Joe is saying. He's saying, in his opinion, as the head of PTU, is that they're urging government to close schools and fix the PPE situation as soon as possible. As I mentioned earlier on by Robson Chere, as teachers' organizations, when they started striking, some have agreed to go back to school, but one of the things that they have focused on was the PPE discussion. They were saying that government needs to make sure that there's enough PPE in schools. But now government says, guys, isikolo zaqhubekela phambili zivuliwe. Government is saying zikolo zitshendra mberi zakavurwa, and the examination timetable is continuing as planned. Let's head over to the spokesperson of the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education, Vataunga Nandoro. Vandoro, Vakaita Urukuro, na Blessing Zulu over the weekend, whereby he explained, ukuthi ay uhlelo lokuvula isikolo, njalo ukuthi uhlelo lokubhala imifliso luzaqhubekela phambili as planned. He highlights in the conversation that he had with Blessing Zulu over the weekend that government is going to be continuing with their plans of opening schools as usual, and of course they're confident that the coronavirus pandemic will be under control. So they're urging students and teachers and of course parents to calm down and ensure that their children are ready to write their exams. Let's head over to the spokesperson of Taunga Nandoro.
Basi rinomirira primary and secondary education rinonzwa kufara zvikuru kuti mazamanishoni eCambridge ayo ainyorwa kubva muna October vana vane vadzidzi vakanyora pasina kana umwe zvake akabatira chirwere cheCOVID-19. Vana vakanyora maCambridge examinations avo nenyaya yekuti bazi reMinistry of Primary and Secondary Education rakaisa mastandard operating procedures anoita kuti mazamanishoni akwanise kunyorwa muno muZimbabwe zvakanaka. Izvezvi takatotarisira kuti tikwanise kunyora mazamanishoni eZimsec. Mazamanishoni eZimsec takatotarisira futi kuti achanyorwa pasina kana zvichaneta panyaya yehutachiwana hweCOVID, nenyaya yekuti tine mastandard operating procedures. Hatinovimba kuti achaita kuti mazamanishoni aya anyorwe pasina mwana kana mudzidzisi kana invigilator anobatira utachiwana hweCOVID.
So, Zimbabwe Moshe, you're hearing there from the spokesperson of Taunga Nandoro. He's saying that the program continues as planned, and they are confident that our government is doing everything within its power to ensure that COVID-19 does not continue spreading. And, of course, children and students will all be safe during this time whereby they are going to be writing their examinations as planned. But now, what's on the discussion of COVID-19? Earlier on, I touched on the fact that ukuthi namhla kuhlelo sikhangela lokho okwenzakalayo namhla, whereby the world is celebrating World AIDS Day. But we're also working under a time whereby the 16 days of activism campaign kickstarted on the 25th and is running through the 10th. Now, these are two interlinked topics because some people a lot of experts have argued that some of the gender-based violence that occurs is also another contributing factor towards the increase in HIV/AIDS spread within countries such as Zimbabwe. Let us head over to an interview that we had with a member of Roots Africa, Beatrice Salage, who argues that under the COVID-19 lockdown, gender-based violence cases increased and they skyrocketed for several different reasons. Let's hear more from Beatrice Salage to hear her thoughts on what's happening during this time whereby the world is celebrating 16 days against gender-based violence.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in, Mike, and very disheartening that whilst we having to deal with this pandemic, COVID-19, we also have to deal with some other pandemics that are happening with this pandemic, like an increase in sexual and gender-based violence. It's just been a lot of violations happening, not just sexual violations, not just, you know, physical violations, but we've recorded like various cases of violence against women. And you rightly put it that there's been a general increase. And as an organization, really what we've done to respond to gender-based violence is we have the shelter where we are supporting survivors of sexual and gender-based violence. We have sheltered adults and minors at the shelter, all coming in with different issues, issues of rape, issues of physical abuse, emotional abuse, economic abuse, a lot of just violations happening. And as an organization, we do not, you know, condone violence in any form against anybody. And we, our standpoint is that whenever people are in violation of any law, they're supposed to be taken through the necessary and correct procedures.
Beatrice, Roots is one of the organizations that has been focusing on women's rights. And of course, gender-based violence under the COVID-19 lockdown. Could you tell us a little more info here? What do you think, in your opinion, and of course, based on the findings that you guys have, is triggering the increase in GBV cases under the COVID-19 lockdown?
I think it's a lot of issues, Mike. We talk of retention, like talking to the clients that have come to our shelter. There's just the tension of just waking up every day, you're facing each other, and there's no food in the house. There's just that general tension of not having food. But it's not a new thing that's happening. Gender-based violence is something that we have always been grappling with as an organization and as Zimbabwe. It's just that now it has intensified, it has escalated because of the lockdown, but it's something that has just been happening. It's to do with maybe the legal framework that's not very supportive. We have had cases, some of our clients who went to report the police were told to go back home, and the police said, because of COVID, we're not arresting anybody. So you just go there, they record your case, then you go back and live in the same house with the perpetrator. So it's a lot of issues. It's the patriarchal nature of society where there's that use of violence is a way of saying, oh, I have to prove that I'm a man. And just, you know, an acceptance of violence as a norm amongst the community members.
Aiwa, aiwa, takunza zvakanaka mutsvare, savadye, ngatipetsei huruku redu nerurimi rwaamai. Ndachikumbirawo kuti mutsanangurire vateereri nemaonero enyu kuti nyaya iyi yemhirizhonga mudzimba inopera sei, zvii zvatofanira kuita kuitira kuti nyaya iyi ipere.
Mukoma Mike, tichine rwendo rwakati rebei ipapo pekuti vakadzi vaite feel safe, and so that we have safe, you know, safe cities. It's a lot of things. I think, you know, fanira kunge zviri embedded within my policies, edu, ASA, hurumende, you know, my town council chayo. I'll give you an example. Yekuti pandaimbogara imwe nzvimbo iri kure isiri muZimbabwe. Ndaifamba usiku kana kuma 10, 11, and would feel very safe. Ndaitotya kusangana nemhuka dzani kusangana nemunhu achandimbunyikidza, because my streets are well lit. Pane, you know, rapid response, ukangoita anything, ukafona, unowana rubatsiro. So achisi chinhu chekuti chinodangogadzirwa pa surface. It's a lot of things that need to come into play. My policies edu, how we resource even those policies. Like I'm saying, simple things like having my street lights, kana munhu uchifamba unokwanisa ku, you know, kufamba pakajeka, ukafonera mapurisa anouya immediately.
It's a lot of things that need to come into play to in the fight against gender-based violence, as highlighted by Beatrice Salajke. Under the COVID-19 lockdown, gender-based violence cases skyrocketed and increased. One of the things that our experts are arguing is adding or contributing to the HIV/AIDS pandemic in Zimbabwe. That's what the experts are saying. We also received a video courtesy of Cecilia Chimbiri, who is a young female legislator based in Zimbabwe. She is part of the MDC Youth League. Cecilia Chimbiri was took to the streets alongside Joanna Mamombe and Netai Marova today, whereby they were talking to people about the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence campaign. And of course, as highlighted by Beatrice, this is not something new to Zimbabwe. It's not a 2020 pandemic. It's not something that started under the COVID-19 lockdown. It's an issue that Zimbabweans have been fighting, and it's an issue that is affecting Zimbabwean youth. Let's head over to Cecilia Chimbiri. Mzali Chimbiri, varuguti in pamsoro pezo chirongwa ichi.
Viro viro ze manza mateka. Uye gomera uripo inombunyikidza godzero dzako iwe neni. Ngatisa nyararei mukumbunyikidzwa, ngatisa nyararei patinorowa. Kana uri mukati memusha waunenge uchiti wakarorwa, murume anokuda haana kodzero yekutora ruoko rwake kana kutora shamu kana chii chaangabate kuti akurove. Ngati mangarei, ngati taure nyaya idzi tiwane kubatsirika. Tiri kucherechedza 16 days of activism, tichikurudzira madzimai kunyanya, nokuti ndivo vanga vaine kushungurudzwa kwakanyanya kuti zvinoitika haikona kunyarara, haikona kuteerera hama dzinoti ndo zvinoita imba, nokuti imba nerudo hazvidaro, kugarisana hakuna mhirizhonga nekushungurudzwa. Ngatitaurei, and let's say no to gender-based violence.
Tulukandaba liyamuzwa phela unkosazana Cecilia Chimbiri. Ai, uyakhuthaza ngempela uZulu, kwanda uZulu ukuthi indaba le gender based violence kumele siyikhangele phansi, sikhuthaze abantu ukuthi abayekele indaba le engxabangxoza enzakala ezindlini. Now we've also reached out to abantu abaphila phela emachebeleleni, sizwe umbono wabo emalana ngalokho okwenzakalayo nxa sesikhangela phela udubo lolo lwengxabangxoza owenzakala ezindlini. We reached out to Ube Tsutsunga owenhlanganiso iThemba for Girls Trust, sizwe umbono wakhe malanga lokho okwenzakalayo, ukuthi yena ukubona njani lokho okwenzakalayo nxa sesikhangela phela udubo lolu lwe-gender based violence, njalo ukuthi kahle kahle udubo lolu luthinta njani impilo zabatsha. Abatsha labo bakhanya ngani bayadlwengulwa, abatsha labo bakhanya ngani bayahlangana ngengxabangxoza lapho obaba labo mama bayaxabana ezindlini, kuthinta njani impilo zabantu abasakhulayo. Asizweni umbono kabethu.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu Mike ngethuba ongiphe lona. Siyazi sonke ukuthi sibhekane lobubi bodlame kubomama lamantombazane umhlaba wonke jikelele. Amalanga alitshumi lasithupha lawa abekwa yi-United Nations ukuthi kukhankaswe ngodlame lokuhlukunyezwa kwabantu besifazane lamantombazane. Amalanga lawa aqakathekile kakhulu ngoba apha umhlaba wonke ithuba lokuthi bahlolisise njalo bakhulume ngokuhlukunyezwa kwabesifazane langembangela zakhona. Inhlanganiso eziningi emhlabeni zithatha leli thuba ukuba zikhankase kakhulu ngobubi bokuhlukumeza abesifazane, lokukhuza obaba ukuthi bangakwenzi, lokuchazela uZulu umonakalo owenzakalayo ebantwaneni abakhula bebona udlame ekhaya.
Bese sikhangela ke abantu abasakhulayo, ubona ngani ingxabangxoza yenzakala ezindlini iyaphambanisa na impilo zabo?
I-gender based violence iyaphambanisa abantwana abakhulela emakhaya ahlala elo dlame bebona umama echaywa, ethethiswa, ekhala. Abantwana baba le psychological trauma. Okubi kwakhona ukuthi abantu abamnyama kabakholelwa ku-counseling, kodwa abantwana abakhula bebona udlame bayaphambaniseka engqondweni zabo, bafuna usizo. Laba bale low self-esteem, abenzi kuhle ezikolo, abadlali kuhle labanye abantwana. Baba lenzondo, abakhona ukuyikhuphela kwabanye abantwana ngokubatshaya. Kwenzakala ukuthi kube yi-vicious circle yokuthi labo abakhule bebona udlame bagcina belo dlame emulini zabo. Uma bengamantombazane bafuna ukuqinisela emendweni olodlame noma ngoba yikho nje abakwaziyo abakhule bekubona.
Bethu, asixoxe kancane ngendikimba yalo mkankaso kulo mnyaka. Yona indikimba iphansi okwesihloko esithi Orange the World, Fund, Respond, Prevent, Collect. Ithinta indaba ezimayelana ngengxabangxoza eyenzakala ezindlini phansi kohlelo lwe-lockdown. Siyezwa ingcwethi sithi phansi kohlelo lwe-lockdown izinto zazingamanga kuhle ezindlini. Outshele umbono wako mayelana ngende kimba esingathi ngesikhiwa i-theme yalomnyaka.
Injongo yalonyaka yomkhankaso we 16 days of activism against gender based violence i-Orange the World. Ngaphansi kwayo kulezihloko ezine ezikhuluma ngezinto ezichiyeneyo ezingasiza ukuzama ukugwema lokuqeda udlame kwabesifazane ikakhulu ngalesi sikhathi se-COVID. Okokuqala yi-fund imali. Kuyikukhankasa lokucela ukuthi ngaphezu kwemali ekhitshwayo eyokulwisana lomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kumele kube le mali yokulwisana lodlame kwabesifazane. Isihloko sesibili yi-respond. Ngesikhathi se-COVID-19 lockdown, kule mibiko eminingi ephathelane lamacala okuhlukunyezwa kwabesifazane. Ngakho ke elinye lelinye ilizwe liyakhuthazwa ukuthi lenze inhlelo response strategies zokusiza abayabe behlangane lodlame. Kumele kwaziwe inhlelo lendawo lapho abangathola khona usizo uma bechayiwe, uma bedlwenguliwe. Baza kuyabika ngapi, kubani, baza kwelatshwa ngapi, baza thola ngapi i-counseling, safe shelters, baza qatshiswa ngapi, besuswa emakhaya alodlame. Isihloko sesithathu yi-prevent, ukuvikela. Elinye lelinye ilizwe kumele libe lenhlelo ezokuvikela abesifazane lamantombazana ukuba udlame lungabehleli. Kumele kube lenhlelo zemfundiso kubobaba isikhathi sonke ukubachazela abesilisa labafana ngobubi bodlame lokubafundisa ukucazulula ukungezwani ngokuthula emakhaya lokuhlonipha abantu besifazane. Khona vele kumele kube lemfundiso ezinjalo ezikolo ukwenzela ukuthi abafana bakhule besazi ukuthi umuntu wesifazane uhlonitshwa kanjani. Isihloko sesithathu yi-collect. Data collection iqakathekile kakhulu. Kumele kubhalwe phansi ukwenzelwa ukuthi abantu babe lolwazi lokuthi bangaki abantu besifazane lamantombazana abahlukunyezwayo. Kumele kwaziwe okweqiniso ukuthi kwenzeke yini ngenxa ye-COVID-19 lockdown noma nje akula mahluko kuvele kuhlala kusenzeka. Lokhu kusiza ukukhangelisisa ukuthi kuyini okungabe kukhweza inani lamacala njalo kubangelwa yini.
Bokambe zilukandaba liyamuzwa phela ube 2 atsunga uyasho ngempela wenhlanganiso ithemba for girls trust amaibetswa apa vanga vachitsana ngura maundo avo apa musoro pezve mhiri zhonga iri kuitika mudzimba ivo vanoti mhiri zhonga inoitika mudzimba inenge iri kukanganisa vechidiki upenyu hwevechidiki vakati one day pano pasi rose kuZimbabwe adzeyawo zvekare nyaya yekuti hanzi tichitarisa culture yevanhu vatema, culture yevanhu kuZimbabwe hanzi chinonetsa apa ndechekuti mwana anokwanisa kusangana nemhirizhonga mumba, vamwe vanobatwa chibharo, vamwe vanenge vachionawo kababa namai vachinetsana. Hanzi ndizvo izvozvo zvinozomunetsa mangwana paanenge akusangana nematambudziko mukudzidza, paanenge akusangana nematambudziko nangweyo interaction, the way that he or she will interact nevamwewo vechidiki mangwana, hanzi zvinokwanisa kumunetsa nepamusana pekuti aiwa iye anenge akuonawo ka kuti ndizvo ka zvinofanirwa kuita. Asi that is the incorrect way of looking at things, the incorrect way of living life. Now let's also head over to Loisa Kapondo. Loisa Kapondo touches on what is happening under the COVID-19 lockdown, and of course another discussion that seems to come about whenever gender based violence is brought about is whether or not the empowerment of women could lead to a decreased amount when we talk about gender based violence. Let's hear more from Loisa Kapondo.
Hi Mike, and hello to the listeners. So my opinion on the reported increase of gender-based violence in Zimbabwe during the lockdown is that it is really sad, because some of the figures that we saw on reports shared by women organizations such as NSASA, the number of women that experienced gender-based violence was very high. The sad part of it is that usually when gender-based happens, children often suffer. Because now there were restrictions on movement, it's possible that children witnessed gender-based violence happening in their homes because people were in one place, the families were in one place. And it's said that not gender-based violence wasn't just happening between married couples, but even on people in other relations that probably were just cohabiting.
Tell me something, Lois. What do you think has triggered the increase in terms of gender-based violence under these COVID-19 regulations, the lockdown?
What caused the increase of gender-based violence has been reported as stress, especially economic stress, induced stress as people lost their sources of income. Most people couldn't go to work, their salaries were cut, and some people who relied on vending and other informal trading, they couldn't go because they were under travel restrictions. They were not essential service providers, and this caused a lot of stress among people. There was a lot of emotional abuse, verbal abuse, sexual abuse, especially on children. People in one roof families experienced a lot of gender-based violence during that time.
We've heard this discussion around women empowerment, right? Some people echo the sentiments. If women get the opportunity to empower themselves, this could lead to an increase in gender-based violence cases. What is your take on that? What do you think women empowerment could help in terms of reducing gender-based violence cases?
Not quite. I wouldn't say women empowerment lowers gender-based violence, mainly because violence can happen even to those women who are economically empowered. Yes, it is known that gender-based violence is, in most cases, is driven by poverty, but it does not also mean that gender-based violence does not happen to women who are considered economically empowered. The advantage that an economically empowered woman might have is that they have an option of leaving in the face that they encounter or they face gender-based violence. They have options of leaving. Not that they always leave. There is need for empowerment beyond economic empowerment to offer emotional support to women, to know that they can actually walk away from a violent situation. Because we've seen some women that are economically stable that can look after themselves staying in abusive relationships, mainly because extended families may encourage them to stay and to say, think of your children, you can't leave your children, forgive and forget, and life goes on.
Lois Ngatimbo, batayinyayini rumiro amayini, Shona. Tipeo maundreni pamsoropeze kukwira kwe namba ze vanhu vari kusangana nemhirizhonga mudzimba iyo yatinoti nechirungu gender-based violence. Tinonzwa nyanzvi dzichiti aiwa pasi pechirongwa chelockdown vakaona vaka kuti mhirizhonga mudzimba yakabva yakwira. Tipewo maonero enyu semunhu anoita basa rekurwira kodzero dzevanhu, semurwiri wekodzero dzevanhu.
Zvinhu zvinosiririsa because panowanzoitika mhirizhonga mudzimba, vana vanenge varipo vachiona. Ndenguva yekorona iyi zvanga zvakatoti wedzere kushata, nekuti munhu wese anga ari pamba panenge pachiitika violence iyoyo, kureva kuti vana vanga vachionawo mhirizhonga yanga ichiitika mudzimba imomo, zvinova zvinhu zvakashata. Vana vanga vachisanganidzirwawo gender-based violence mumhirizhonga yemudzimba. Vamwe vana vanga vachimbunyikidzwa nevanhu vavagere navo, kunoripota. Changa chiri chinhu zvinonetsa kune vamwe vanhu, nekuti panga pane mutemo wekuti vanhu vasafambe-fambe, vanhu vasatenderere, ende kuna kusina kwekuenda nekuti papa nemutemo futi wekuti vanhu vasafambe. Saka nhamba dzakaripotwa dzinogona dzakatoderera kudarika nhamba yemhirizhonga yakatoitika mudzimba munguva yekorona.
Tinonzwa vanhu vazhinji vachizeya vachibata nyaya yewomen empowerment, kusimudzirwa kwevanhukadzi. Kuna vanhu vazhinji vanoti vana maonero anoti vanhukadzi vakapiwa mikana yakawanda yekuzvisimudzira mhirizhonga mudzimba, nayo inobva yadzika. Tipeiwo maonero enyu pamusoro pezvemaonero avana wavo.
Muzimbabwe tine maprogram ema women empowerment. Ndinofunga kuti women empowerment inowedzera here, inobatsira kuderedza here mirizhonga mudzimba. Ini ndinoti hongu, ndoti kwete. Ndinoti hongu pakuti mudzimai achinga asangana nemirizhonga kana kuri kunzi mudzimai ane mari dzake dzaanoti dzangu. Zvinogona kusamudzivirira bhozi mirizhonga inogona kungoitika wakabata mari yako, asi kuti unogona kuwana simba rekuti wasangana nemhirizhonga woti aiwa ini ndinokwanisa kubva pano ndonotanga humwe upenyu uko. Saka zvinokupa simba rekuti uite madecisions after wasangana nezvinhu zvinenge zvakadaro. Asi kune mudzimai anenge asina chokubata anowanikwa achigara paanenge achimbunyikidzwa ipapo, nekuti anenge asina atinoti maoptions ekuti angati ndingaende kupi, vana ndinovariritira nei. Sezvandambotaura kuti hongu kana kuti kwete, ndinoti kwete pakuti madzimai mamwe anozikanwa kunzi ane anokwanisa kuzviriritira kana kuzvichengeta anosanganawo nemhirizhonga, kunyange hazvo zvichinzi mhirizhonga yemudzimba iyi inoenderana maybe nekushaya kunenge kuchiitika mudzimba. Asi even kune vanowana vanosanganawo nemhirizhonga iyoyo, asi kuti vanowana vanogona kuita inonzi option iya yandamborera yekuti ndasangana nezvakadai ndinokwanisa kubuda here kana kuti ndinogara kana kuti ndinodii.
Ai Zimbabwe mushe mtsakazo mushe liyamuzophela unkosazana Loisa Kapondo uyashophela umbono wakhe ngalokho kwenzakalayo phansi kohlelo lwe-lockdown. Kulesi sikhathi ilizwe lilokhu likhangela phela umkankaso lo we-16 days of activism against gender-based violence olukhangela phela indaba ezihambelana ngengxwabangxoza enzakala ezindlini. So that was Lois Kapondo giving her input there. Uthintile ngempela indaba yezinenge ezijiyeneyo. Sithi yena ubona ngani indaba le yokuthuthukiswa kwabantu abesifazana. Uyasho ngempela ukuthi hayi kulapho kusiza ngempela, kodwa uthi that is not the only solution ngenxa yokuthi bakhona abantu abesifazana who are empowered kodwa labo bayahlangana ngendaba le engxwabangxoza ezindlini. Likubona njani izulukandaba? +12024650318 is the number to text ku WhatsApp. Asizweni phela umbono wenu. Saka ndizozwa ngazvichitaurwa ka namuzvare Loisa Kapondo achiti aiwa pane zvinhu zvakati wandei zviri kuitika munyika pasi pechirongwa chelockdown. Vazeya zvekare kuti aiwa nyaya yemhirizhonga mudzimba iri kukanganisa hero upenyu hwevechidiki. Navo muzvare Kapondo vari kubvumirana nemaonero abva atanzwa kubva kuna muzvare Savadye, tikanzwa zvekare from muzvare Betutsunga vachiti aiwa mhirizhonga mudzimba iri kukanganisa zvechokwadi upenyu hwevana vechidiki. Uloisi vanoendera mberi vachibata kanyaya iyi yekuti kusimudzirwa kwevanhukadzi kungabatsira here munyaya yekupedza mhirizhonga mudzimba. Tipewo maondero imuri yezimbabwe +12024650318. Uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove, sisiyafika phela emaphetholeni ohlelo lwethutava kusvika kumagumo. 7 minutes left here on The Connection with your boy Mike Hove Muria Zimbabwe. As we speak, we're still continuing with the discussion on the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence discussion. Now, this campaign itself is not just only prevalent to countries such as Zimbabwe, as highlighted by Beatrice Savadge earlier on. The discussion around violence against women, children, and of course men too, is big in countries such as South Africa, Botswana, and Nigeria. So let's head over to a piece that we have courtesy of Ifeok Etan, who is based in Nigeria, whereby they were talking about some of the issues that are related to gender-based violence, just so that you see Muria Zimbabwe. No, these issues are not only happening in Zimbabwe, but they're happening across the globe. Let's hear more from Ifeok Etan.
Madeline Stambo's 4-year-old daughter was raped twice by one of her neighbors, the latest attack in September. Her community silenced the first rape by negotiating a settlement with the rapist. Stambo refused to take the money, and after the second attack, she went to the police and had the rapist arrested.
Penina Chemusu, I said to them, if you will be silent about rape, under God, I will never keep quiet.
Nigerian activists say the social shame of rape and sexist views often lead to silencing victims instead of prosecuting offenders.
So we need a paradigm shift when it comes to our cultural mindset. And now we have a masculinist culture which promotes hegemonic masculinity, where the male is seen as more important, of more value, and has more rights and privileges assigned and ascribed by culture. This has to be addressed.
The United Nations Deputy Secretary General visited Nigeria this month noted rape cases have tripled during the COVID-19 lockdown to more than 2,600. The UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, says almost half the victims were girls under age 18.
The statistics we have show that about 1,657 children were affected negatively. They experienced violence-related forms of, experiences. And out of this number, 1,501 of these children are girls, and they mostly experienced sexual violence.
Nigeria's Governors Forum sexual violence against girls and calls for setting up sex offenders registry.
Data gap. It is very serious data gap, in which even when we have data, it's often disjointed, not linked up, not joined up to one another, and we need an integrated nationwide database, which this sex offenders register promises to give.
Nigeria a year ago launched its first sex offender registry. The local media report that despite the declared emergency, only 3 of 36 states have so far set up registries. Ifeok Etang for VOA News, Jos, Nigeria.
Shout out to Ifeok Etang, VOA correspondent, use Nigeria, lea muzwa, lea swangempela, okwenza kalayo, in Nigeria, Murie Zimbabwe, murukunzwa kazuru, kuitika ku Nigeria, as we've had with the same conversations with Anna Lois of Kapondo, Beatrice Savage, and everyone wopa weekend, dagakurukura, nawa Elvis Mugari. They highlight that similar circumstances are happening to Zimbabwe, Pacific Rongwache lockdown. Beatrice has highlighted that this is not a new phenomenon in Zimbabwe. The issue of gender-based violence has been going on and on and on for a very long time. Mure Zimbabwe tashika kuma kume chirongwa chelo cha nasi sesigile emaphethelweni wohlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo. Namhla kuhlelo besithinta phela udaba lomkhuhlane wengculazi, i-HIV and AIDS, sithinte njalo udaba lokumemetheka komkhuhlane we-COVID-19 elizweni, ukuthi umkhuhlane lo ulokhu uqhubekela phambili umemetheka. Sithinte njalo udaba lomkankaso we-16 days of activism against gender-based violence. As telling umbono enu, +1202-465-0318. That's the number to text, go WhatsApp if you want to give us the input yako. Tashika, kuma kume chirongwa chelu chanasi mure Zimbabwe sesfigile ema petoleni. Thank you so much for everybody that joined us. Just a recap as we wrap up our program tonight on The Connection. We were touching on several different facets that are in relation to the country's health sector and coronavirus. The first thing we touched on was World AIDS Day. Yesterday, President Emmerson Mnangagwa addressed the nation, whereby he highlighted how AIDS has impacted Zimbabwe and Zimbabwe's fight against HIV and AIDS. 90% of people living with HIV should know their status by 2020. 90% of all HIV positive should receive treatment by 2020. 90% of treated should have viral load suppressed by 2020. Those are some of the sentiments echoed by President Emmerson Mnangagwa. COVID-19 figures have increased in the country again. Just last night, 797 PCR tests conducted 84 new cases recovered, 84 new cases were registered, 7 recovered, 1 death in Manicaland. Sithinte njalo, we also took a look at the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence campaign under the lockdown. Experts argue that gender-based violence has increased. This also circles back to the conversation of a World AIDS Day, because some medical experts and, of course, human rights activists highlight that under the lockdown, some of these children, not just under the lockdown, but due to gender-based violence and the rape that happens at some circumstances, leads to children contracting HIV and AIDS. Let's meet same time and same place here on The Connection with your boy Mike Hove Muriya Zimbabwe. I go by the name of Mike Hove. Bye-bye!